Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Now, today we're on our story unit, and for the next 3 days, actually, we're going to be talking about a story called The Sword in the Stone. Now, I have not read this story, but I have seen the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
It's an old Disney cartoon that was a favorite of mine 100 years ago when I was a kid. Well, what about you? Have you seen the cartoon or read the book or stolen somebody's notes about it? Or
no. I've seen the poster, maybe. I kind of have an idea of what the characters look like when I was reading the story. But, of course, this is based on the famous King Arthur story.
Exactly. Right? Knights of the Round Table, the Wizard, that sort of thing.
So it's kind of like Disney's version of this very, very thousands of years old story about a king and a sword and a stone, and he pulls the sword out of the stone and becomes the king. So this is kind of like the cute little Disney version, but it's a very good story. It's been around for more than 1,000 years.
Exactly. We're going to teach you all about this story. We're going to read through the article first, and then we'll be back to discuss it.
Reading. The Sword in the Stone. In medieval England lives a young boy named Arthur, who everyone calls Wart. He lives in a castle with his adoptive father, Sir Ector, and his spoiled stepbrother, Kay. The family tutor teaches the boys how to be knights, yet she eventually goes mad and runs away, wishing for his boys to be educated. Ector desires to find a new tutor, but is too busy. One day, Wart and Kay decide to have some fun, so they take out one of the family hawks. Kay releases the hawk too soon, and it flies into the forest. Kay doesn't care about the hawk, but Wart wants to get it back. He goes into the woods to find the bird, yet soon becomes lost and decides to catch some winks. The next morning, Wart stumbles upon a cottage with an old man outside. He has a long white beard, wears a pointed cap, and calls himself Merlin. He says that he's a wizard and even knows Wart's name. Merlin offers to become Wart's new tutor. With a wizard as his tutor, Wart believes he can become the great knight he hopes to be.
Today's article starts off by saying, in medieval England lives a young boy named Arthur, who everyone calls Wart. Okay, so he's got this nickname, which is not very flattering. We're talking about medieval England, so this is like hundreds of years ago. I'm not sure exactly which century that refers
to. Probably about 1200 to about 1500.
Okay, so
when we think of knights and castles and guys riding around and sticking sharp things into other people wearing metal, that's kind of medieval England.
All right. Well,
that's what we think of, yeah.
He's not doing any of that. They call him Wart. Wart is like a little bump you have on your skin. It doesn't look very good. And that's, I guess, how they look at him. They say, oh, he's just a little wart.
Right. When we think of witches, right? Witches have those bumps on their faces. That's a wart, right? Some people think they come from frogs. I don't think that's true, but certainly it's not really a nice name for someone.
No, they call him Wart.
Kind of ugly.
Yeah, he lives in a castle with his adoptive father, Sir Ector, and his spoiled stepbrother, Kay.
So
he's living with his adoptive father. Adoptive means that he is not actually this Sir Ector's son. He just took him in. He was a child who perhaps had no parents. Perhaps he was an orphan. Just means he has no parents. And Sir Ector took him in and raised him as if he were his biological son.
That's right. And Sir Ector has another son, a real son named Kay. He's described here as spoiled, okay? A spoiled stepbrother. When we have a stepbrother or a stepsister, usually it kind of means two families have joined together. So the father has maybe his own child, and the mother has her own child from different families, and then they get together. So those two children are now stepbrother or stepsisters. They're family, but they don't have the same mother and father. Now, if someone is spoiled, well, this is a kid who always gets what they want. The kid who, I want that toy, and the parents buy it for them. I want to eat that snack, and the parents buy it for them. And pretty soon, the kid starts to think, you know, I'm pretty special. I'm kind of like the prince. I'm really important. And when the kid doesn't get what they want, then that kid can become a lot of trouble and cry and scream. And people will say, your kid's spoiled. You should say no to them sometimes. If you give them what they want all the time, they'll expect everything to be perfect.
Well, that's the way that Kay is. Mm-hmm. He's very spoiled.
Kind of like Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella, right? Like the spoiled
stepsisters. Yeah.
Similar kind of story.
Right.
Well, the family tutor teaches the boys how to be nice, yet she eventually goes mad and runs away. So there's a tutor, like a teacher, teaching the boys how to become knights. We've mentioned knights already today.
Yes.
Those are the guys that wear the metal armor, carry swords, ride horses.
Fight dragons.
Yeah, they fight dragons, you know, all that usual everyday stuff. They're like soldiers in medieval times. They go and they fight wars, and they, you know, cut people with their swords, all
Absolutely.
That fun stuff.
Yeah.
So they've got a tutor teaching them how to be knights, not teaching them like math or English or history, just saying this is how you become a knight. But she goes mad. She goes crazy and she runs away.
Oh, probably because the two boys, maybe Kay, the spoiled son, you know, gives her a lot of trouble. So she goes mad. That means goes crazy because these boys are so bad. She runs away from the castle. Well, this leaves the father, Sir Ector, with a bit of a problem. Wishing for his boys to be educated, Ector desires to find a new tutor, but being a busy king, he is too busy, right? Because, yes, a tutor will be there to educate people. To educate is to teach them things, okay? So when you go to school, your teachers are educating you. You are getting an education, which is the noun form of this verb, to educate or to teach.
One day, Wart and Kay decide to have some fun. So they take out one of the family hawks.
Ah, the family hawks.
They've got family hawks. I guess that's like a family dog or
cat. You didn't have family hawks when you were a kid?
We did not have, like, falcons.
Really?
You know, fluttering around the house.
Huh. How did you catch your food?
I don't know. I don't know how we survived without a family hawk.
Yeah.
Seems like kind of a necessity. They had multiple family hawks.
Wow.
It says one of the family hawks, plural, meaning they had more than one.
Mm.
Kay releases the hawk too soon, and it flies into the forest.
Ooh.
So I guess if you have a family hawk, you kind of carry it out to where you want to go.
That's
on
right.
your arm.
Yeah, in medieval times, they used to go hunting with hawks.
They called it falconry.
Right.
F-A-L-C-O-N-R-Y.
That's right, yeah.
And that was, these falcons, or hawks, were trained to go and kill an animal and bring it back to you.
That's right.
So he would carry it out there and he just said, okay, go get me that thing, that animal over there. But he let it go and the falcon or the hawk just said, you know what? I'm going to stay in the forest. I'm not going back there to that cage. I'm going to stay out here.
I'm a bird. I got wings. I can fly.
I can go wherever I want.
Exactly right. Okay, interesting. Of course, falcons or hawks back then would have been very expensive, but Kay, being spoiled, he doesn't care about the hawk. He says, who cares? We have more back at the castle. But Wart, being a nice kid, he wants to get it back. He thinks, you know, the hawk might get hungry. It might get hurt. We should bring it back home so it's safe. And also, so Sir Ector maybe is and angry with them for losing this hawk. So Wart goes into the woods to find the bird, yet soon becomes lost, as often happens in the woods, and decides to catch some winks. He decides to catch some winks. Okay, so he goes into the woods. The woods is basically like a forest. Maybe it's a little bit bigger than a forest. It's a lot of trees, some bushes, a few animals, but trees. Trees, 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 trees. If you've ever walked in a forest, you realize that if you kind of leave the little path or road, it can get easy to be lost.
Yeah,
right?
Very easy.
Because there's just trees everywhere you look. It's kind of hard to know which way you came. So that's what happens to him. He gets lost in the woods or in the forest. and he gets tired and decides to catch some winks. This is a shortcut for you. Kind of means take a nap, but we'll find out more right now.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, I feel so sleepy.
What are you doing, Tim? This is no time to catch some winks.
I wasn't winking at you.
Actually, when we say catch a wink or catch some winks, we mean to take a short sleep.
Oh, all right. Catch a wink means 歇息片刻，小睡一下。
That's right. We often say catch 40 winks or take 40 winks.
Why 40? To be honest, I think I need a few more.
It's just an old saying no one really knows. It's been around for a long time, at least 200 years.
Oh, all this talk about sleep is making me sleepy.
Yeah, me too. We can both catch some winks.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase catch some winks. Take a nap to get some sleep, just like Mike is doing right now. Wake up.
Sorry, I was catching some winks.
We got some more to do here. All right.
Okay.
The article goes on,
yes.
And it says the next morning, Wart stumbles upon a cottage with an old man outside. Yeah. A cottage is like a small house that you would have out in the woods, the forest, or maybe beside a lake in the mountains.
Nice.
It's like a countryside home, and it's smaller than a usual house.
That's right. It's probably made of wood, logs, stone, basic stuff like that.
Primitive or basic.
That's right. And we should mention to stumble upon something means to come and meet it unexpectedly, right? So you're just walking and, hey, look at that. It's a cottage. You didn't know it was there. You didn't have a map or a picture. It's a surprise. It just appears there. A cottage with an old man outside. Now, this old man is interesting. He has a long white beard. He wears a pointed cap, a pointed hat, and he calls himself Merlin. That's Merlin, I should say.
Merlin. Merlin. He's got a white beard and a pointed cap.
And he's not named Gandalf.
Yeah, that can only mean one
thing. He's not Gandalf.
He predates Gandalf.
That's right. He might look the same, but he's not Gandalf.
That's right. But
Merlin,
kind of like Gandalf, he says that he's a wizard. So you can see some similarities there.
A
wizard is a man who practices magic.
Right, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter was a boy.
Well, sure, but
he'll
grow up. Voldemort.
Yeah, he'll grow up to become a wizard.
That's right.
It's like the male version of a witch. They do magic spells. They can turn frogs into princes, princes into frogs, and other things into other animals.
Sure.
And he even knows Wart's name. So I guess he never told him his name, but he just says, yes, you are Wart.
Interesting.
How
does he know that? A mysterious old man lives in the woods, knows the young boy's name. Merlin offers to become Wart's new tutor. Well, this is good, because remember, the tutor ran away. So Merlin wants to be Wart's new teacher or tutor. With a wizard as his tutor, Wart believes he can become the great knight he hopes to be, because, of course, in these stories in medieval times, wizards were like the smartest people in the world, the Einsteins of their time. So he thinks, with such a wise, great teacher like Merlin, I will become a great knight, just like I want to be.
Yeah, he hopes this is going to happen. He hopes he can, maybe he can perform like a spell on him, like the you become a great knight now.
Or give him magic swords and stuff like that that he can use to fight great battles with.
Now, all these characters, or most of them, like, Merlin and some of the ones we're going to meet later. Yeah, these are all people from, like, medieval legends and tales. We see them come up in stories all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who first wrote about them or where we first saw them.
Nobody knows.
Because, back then, if somebody wrote something down, we didn't necessarily know who did it, who got credit for
it. That's right.
it wasn't until much later, when we started having actual, you know, printed books and mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. that became more common.
That's right. Yeah, the story of Merlin and King Arthur for you know, the English language is kind of like, you know, the story of the Monkey King in you know, old Chinese mm-hmm. stories. It's such an old story. People don't really know who wrote it, but it's kind of been used so many different ways in so many different times, including this interesting Disney movie we're talking about today. So there you go. It's a little bit of the history of great stories, you could say.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for You Chat.
Mm-hmm.
For You Chat.
Now, today we've been talking about Warts, and Warts
yes.
wants to become a knight in
right.
the future when he grows up.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
The career he wants to have, a career mm-hmm. is the job or the path that you follow in life. Like, you have a job, and you say, this is what I'm going to do basically for the rest of my life, and hopefully I will advance,
mm-hmm.
I will climb the ladder, and I will make more money
mm-hmm.
and get more skilled at it. Etc. Etc.
That's right. When people go to university, they're often studying things to prepare for a career.
Exactly.
Right? If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school and learn all that stuff, and then eventually your career, your working life as a doctor, will begin after school. So, what kind of career or what kind of job do you hope to have in the future?
Well, I guess I have something.
Since you're such a young man,
yeah, you know,
just starting out, just finished junior high school.
I'm going to wait until you know I get out of high school first, and
right.
then don't let the beard fool you. I'm only like 16 years old.
It's actually paint.
Yeah, it's just fake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of have a career now. I guess mm-hmm. I write things. I talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if I wanted to pick something in the future, I would like to be able to write books.
Oh,
like
wow.
to be an author. That
okay.
That would be cool. Or,
that would
know,
be a great career, like Stephen King or
yeah.
J.K. Rowling, but a man.
Yeah, but a man. And,
right,
you know,
sure.
Maybe not quite as successful as J.K. Rowling.
Sure,
she's
sure.
a billionaire.
Is she?
The only billionaire author in the
Amazing.
World.
Really?
But just to be able to publish a
mm-hmm.
book, I think that would be a really cool career, aside
True.
From the one that I have now. But what about you? Aside from the career that you have now,
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
you could pick something else, what would it be?
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my career right now. As a kid, I had, you know, different ideas when I was young. Maybe I wanted to be a pilot.
Cowboy?
Or something like that. Cowboy? No, I was from the
no
city.
Okay.
So I never really wanted to be a cowboy. A pilot or a scientist, I think, was something else that sort of passed through my mind when I was, you know, really, really young. But it's quite normal for people to go through, you know, different times in their lives when they want to try different things, or, you know, as you're a young person, you might say, I want to be a policeman
mm-hmm.
or an astronaut or something like that. Then as you grow up, you realize, wow, being an astronaut's really hard.
You have to do a lot of math.
Or, you know, your interests can change, right? I mean, people can change. They can be interested in one thing for a few years and then kind of change their mind. So what about you guys? What kind of career do you hope to have in the future? Is it something very professional, like being a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, something very creative, like
or
Joe.
Or like an artist.
Yeah, writer, artist, painter, musician. Who knows? Maybe a career in professional sports. A lot of young people would dream of that, too. So there's lots of different things you can do with your life. So what career or what kind of job do you hope to have in the future? Have a chat about that. Magician. I want to be like Merlin, a wizard.
I wish, yeah. Magical powers. That would be awesome.
I'm going to go to wizard school.
The Sword in the Stone. In medieval England lives a young boy named Arthur, who everyone calls Wart. He lives in a castle with his adoptive father, Sir Ector, and his spoiled stepbrother, Kay. The family tutor teaches the boys how to be knights, yet she eventually goes mad and runs away. Wishing for his boys to be educated, Ector desires to find a new tutor, but is too busy. One day, Wart and Kay decide to have some fun, so they take out one of the family hawks. Kay releases the hawk too soon, and it flies into the forest. Kay doesn't care about the hawk, but Wart wants to get it back. He goes into the woods to find the bird, yet soon becomes lost and decides to catch some winks. The next morning, Wart stumbles upon a cottage with an old man outside. He has a long white beard, wears a pointed cap, and calls himself Merlin. He says that he's a wizard and even knows Wart's name. Merlin offers to become Wart's new tutor. With a wizard as his tutor, Wart believes he can become the great knight he hopes to be.
Vocabulary Review.
Spoiled. The spoiled girl always complained to her parents to get what she wanted. Knight. A knight rode his horse into the castle to give a message to the king. Educated. Lisa is educated and thus knows a lot about many different cultures. Woods. Robin went for a walk in the woods to look at the trees there. Cottage. My family has a cottage in the mountains where we go to relax. Wizard. The wizard used his magic to turn the evil man into a frog.